tremendous challenge this week opening up against the defending NFC champs. Huge challenge for our football team. Offensively, they got a heck of a team. They're returning 9 of 11 starters from one of the best offenses in the league. They do a nice job of mixing personnel groups, and they've added a no-huddle package to the mix. They lost a couple starters up front, but they haven't missed a beat there. They have a stable of talented ball carriers and perimeter carries that complement each other with their skill sets. Defensively, they're fast, they're physical, they play hard. The front end and back end are tied together well. They make you work for every inch. And they were number one in the run in 2016, and they added some good young talent over the past couple years. They play with vision, they rally to the ball well, and they're probably the best team in the league at stripping the football. Special teams-wise, they have a trio of specialists and coverage players coming back, and they do a nice job on special teams. With that, we'll open it up.
What was your reaction to hearing that Ezekiel Elliott was going to be available for this game?
No reaction. He's a tremendous ball carrier, and we want to play against the best, so we're excited for the opportunity.
Is it better for you guys to know now as opposed to classical Friday?
No, whoever suits up for Dallas, we'll go play.
Did it change any preparation even a little bit? Or?
Whoever suits up for Dallas, we'll go play.
At this point?
He got some treatment. He's getting all the work in that he can get, and we'll see how he progresses.
Was this more than he's done in the past?
We'll see. I haven't had a chance to go into the training room yet. They take it day by day.
And do you need him to go through a full practice to play on Sunday or not?
We're just going to take it day by day. If he's cleared medically to play in the game, we'll play him. If not, we won't.
What's your thoughts on a player like Odell or somebody else who may not be 100%, but you think he can help even though he's not 100%?
If it's safe for the player to play and he's not going to do further harm to himself physically, then we would think about playing him. But I'd never put a player out there who would do further damage to himself physically.
I know you said it's a medical decision. How much influence does a player have in that decision?
It's a medical decision. It's a medical decision. He has to be cleared by the doctors. Wow, great conference.
You had, I don't know how much of a hand you had in it, but Shane Smith was listed as a tight end on the depth chart.
I haven't seen one yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How's it look?
Pretty intimidating. can he do a variety of things, Shane?
Yeah, he can do a variety of things. He's a football player. He's able and he's willing.
You had a whole summer and spring, really, to assess what you have in the Evan Engram. What do you expect his role to be this season?
He's a young player. He's developing. He works hard at getting better. I think that the most encouraging thing is when he goes out, he practices, he makes mistakes, and he cleans up those mistakes. He's not a repeat offender when it comes to making mistakes.
Question about him is he didn't do a lot of blocking in college. How comfortable are you with him being in there on run heavy downs at this point?
Oh, he's a tight end, so he has to block. That's his number one job.
Ben, because of the injury to Keenan Robinson, BJ has had to do a lot of three down, be it every down linebacker. Mm-hmm. How is he looking that role, particularly in coverage?
Good. I mean, he moves around like a football player. I talked to him today, and I told him that, he looks like he's born for the position. But most importantly, he's earned it. And first, second, or third down, he's out there. He takes ownership of the defense, and I'm excited to watch him play on Sunday.
Ben, just to clarify something, if Beckham is not able to practice all week, but on Sunday in the pregame, he's feeling okay and he looks okay and he gets down prepared, could he play without having been on the field since the beginning?
If Odell is cleared to play medically, we'll play him. If he's not, we won't. That's fine.
We don't have a policy.
Yeah, write it right. You got a tape recorder there. If you got a pen and a paper, you can write it down. So if he's cleared to play, he'll play. If he's not, he won't.
Coach, last year the defensive line was so instrumental in stopping the Dallas front game. How do you think Dalvin Tomlinson can contribute to that? And do you think he's ready for such a game?
Again, Dalvin's developing. He's good with his hands. He was good when he got here with his hands. He continues to improve, being a violent and physical player. Dallas is very talented up front. They have a good offensive line. They haven't missed a beat, even though they lost a couple starters. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. But it takes a whole defense to to stop the run, especially against a unit like this. You know, if you don't set an edge, build a wall, and track the hip, you don't have a chance versus these guys.
I know you didn't see the depth chart, but Jay was listed as the starter there, and he's back healthy. Is he still a starter next
time? If Jay's cleared to play medically, we'll play him. We'll see you on Sunday night.
He's cleared to practice, right? He's cleared to practice.
He's cleared to practice, yes.
And he practiced full?
He practiced, yes.
We didn't get to see Dwayne Harris out there really as a returner much this season at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still your primary returner?
He'll be involved. He'll be in the mix, yes.
Last year was obviously a struggle. What gives you confidence that he can bounce back or he's...
I think quite simply, his catch mechanics are better. They're better this year. It was more of an emphasis for him, and he's back on track.
Was that a health thing with him, do you think, the mechanics?
No.
Do you think Ross Cochran will be ready to go on Sunday night? Do you expect him to have him in the game plan?
He's a guy that we're taking a look at right now. There's a chance he'll be ready to go on Sunday night. But, you know, he's learning the position. We just, you know, brought him in. He's got a whole defense and a special teams to learn. So we'll see how it goes.
Ben, how much can you put into work what last year's win when you opened up down there, other than just giving you one win and giving you your first win, what it meant, you know, reversing things, reversing close losses, all those things?
No, I mean, we don't take, that's a little bit too much drama. Again, we play one week at a time. We go in. We want to come out of each game with a win and find a way to get a little bit better each time we take the field.
Now that week one is finally here.
Again, we're taking it week by week. We have one game to get ready for, and it's this week. 2016's over. 2017's here. We're just going to take it one day at a time, one play at a time, one week at a time.
What makes you more confident that this team is better this week than it was when you showed up for training camp?
I think we got better today. There was a lot of energy and effort out there on the field today. If you take this practice here for a Wednesday in-season practice, and we look with this type of energy, we move around and play with this type of energy on Wednesday in December, January, and February, we'll be in good shape. You know, they have some talented receivers. We have some talented corners. I'm excited to see how it shakes out on Sunday. There'll be some good matchups out there.
Do you wish that Jenkins would go into quite much detail about how he defended Dez last year?
Yeah, I don't get caught up in all that.
You said this whole time that it didn't really matter if Ezekiel Elliott was going to be in the game or not for Sunday's opener. But now that you know he's officially going to be playing, did you see any effect on your team today knowing that he's definitely in? You mentioned that there was good high energy.
We're preparing for an opponent that's a good opponent, but we're focused on ourselves and getting better and being ready for the opponent come Sunday.
Are you happy to be playing? Are you glad Ezekiel Elliott will be in the game on Sunday?
Again, I'm focused on our football team. Whoever Dallas rolls out there and dresses on Sunday, we'll go play.